have to play my little jingle here.
Take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top talent.
Boy, I wish I could get Sanga Nuna to sing on that jingle, too. This is my podcast. It's called Top Talent, and I'm with, I think, the top of the top talent that I have heard in a very, very long time. A lady who is, what city are you really in?
I'm in Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, it's technically, oh, it is Washington, D.C. Okay. I am with, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your first name correctly, Sanga Nuna.
Correct. Oh, Sanga Nuna.
I got it. I am so thrilled to have you on here for a million reasons. I just want to give you just a quick background. I used to be on the radio up here in Albany, New York. Have you ever been to Albany, New York, or ever been to New York?
I've been to New York, but I don't know. I've been Albany there.
Okay. Albany is the capital city. And I live like on the outskirts of the capital city. And my nickname on the radio used to be Rhymin' Richie. I saw your name, and oddly enough, your last name rhymes perfectly with the town I'm from. So yeah. I started thinking about this, and I said, you know something? I have to write you a theme song. So for better or for worse here, I'm going to play you the song that I wrote for you. And it kind of mentions...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it mentions the town that I'm from, okay? A one, two, three, four. Hello, Sanga Nuna. I'm from Niskayuna. It's nice to meet somebody new. We don't know each other, but I've quickly discovered no one plays piano like you. The videos you're making, I've watched them more and more. You make chords with your fingers like I've never seen before.
Expert.
So welcome, Sanga Nuna. Wish I had booked you sooner. There's much more that I'd like to say. You're on my Top Talent podcast today.
Woo!
Okay, you heard it. That's good.
That's awesome. Very, very impressive.
Well, I live in Niskayuna, and it rhymes perfectly with Nuna. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I just am blown away by your playing. I just think you are just an unbelievable musician. This is just a big thank you. I think this podcast, a big thank you for even posting your stuff up there.
Oh, I thank you. I can say that.
Now you have, according to the last thing I saw, you have 54,000 subscribers. Now maybe that changed.
Well, today I have 59. Oh. And I bet I will have 60,000 by tonight.
Really? It's changed that much?
Yes.
How do you think, why do you think you have gained that much in the past, let's say, what in the past week, the past month, the past day? Really?
Yeah.
Was there a particular video that you've put up? Because you're putting up things all the time.
Yeah, I try to upload videos constantly every Wednesday and Friday.
Okay. So is there something particular that boosted your subscribers, or you're just gaining them in general?
Well, actually, I started my YouTube channel, seriously started about 2017, but it was very slow, very, very slow. And I made a video explaining about the theory of 2-5-1 chord progression for a jazz pianist.
I saw that. Yep.
And that video, that video went viral. And I made that video last year, 2019, I think about March or April, I don't remember, but it was just slow, just normal. But last October, just, I don't know what happened. I really have no idea. Just that went viral, and they started bring more people, and people find out more Beatles, my covers. And I think that's going bigger and bigger.
Oh, absolutely. It's just mind-blowing. I want to really get to your background, and well, let's start. You're from South Korea originally?
Yes, correct.
Uh-huh. And what brought you to the United States, or when did you come to the United States?
I've been here about 10 years now.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you came to the United States, and are your parents musical? Is your family musical? Do you have a big family?
my family, which is my mom and dad and 2 years older brother, we all love music, seriously love music, but they are not professional musicians. But since I was baby, I bet, since my mom, you know, had me, she was always listening to the music, and just music is always our life, you know, always, sure. always music is on.
Mm-hmm. You can obviously tell by your knowledge of all different genres of music. I mean, I'm talking about the Beatles, and you know them backwards and forwards, but you seem to know all kinds of music, from classical to Sesame Street to jazz. It's just that struck me the most, is your knowledge in general is incredible. I actually made a list of other things I really enjoy about you. It's your passion for the music. You can tell, you know, you go out and see people in clubs, and sometimes they look bored and they're looks like they're just kind of going through the motions, but you just look like you totally enjoy it and you're really so into it. And I appreciate that, being a musician myself.
Yeah.
Also, you're so sure of the chords you play. There's just no doubt when you're playing, you are just attacking the piano in a good way. That's what I always notice. Yeah. Your music choices. I made a whole list here. You're not, I also love the fact that the way you play, you're not all over the place. You have your arrangements, but you're not too big with all the arpeggios and all that kind of thing, which I like. You seem to stick to the melody. Your videos are extremely well done. Now, you can't be doing the videos yourself as well, are you?
I do all by myself.
You really have a lot of talent. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
And so do you play in hotels?
Not right now, but I do it, yes.
Uh-huh. So there are hotels around the D.C. area?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing more background music, or are you playing more like, do you play in a piano bar? Because that's what I did for 10 years, with people sitting around you. I don't see a lot of people sitting around you. It looks like maybe you're playing them from a distance.
Yeah, I play as background music, which, you know, I call it lounge music.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you enjoy that, or would you rather, because you have a funny personality, you seem to have a good sense of humor. Is that what you'd rather do, or would you rather play in a room where you're more the center of attention?
I think I would rather more having more audience than guest.
More audience.
But
yeah.
This is what I get for now, so I do whatever I get. And still, it doesn't matter, because I have guest or audience. I do just what I have to do, and I still try to enjoy the music as much as I could.
Okay. And I can feel your pain that way, because that's what I did for 10 years. I played in a piano bar with a lot of I played with a lot of politicians that and they would not be paying attention to me at all until I started writing songs about them. That's how
okay.
I got, that's kind of how I got their attention, is to go with more humorous songs. But it's kind of hard sometimes to keep your spirits up if you're playing to the back of everybody's heads, right?
Yeah.
And especially since you are no lightweight at the piano, you're just so good. What out of all the styles of music that you play, if right now you were going to sit down and just play for yourself, what type of music do you tend to lean toward?
For right now?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, because it's always different, it's always changing, but nowadays I feel more into bossa nova style music.
Hmm. Do you have like a daily schedule? Do you practice, or are you just so busy doing the videos that you have no chance to practice?
Well, I would say I'm just lazy. I know I should. All musicians, no matter what kind of level we are, we're supposed to practice. I know that, but because I'm lazy, I don't practice. Also, my excuse is that, you know, I don't have time to do that.
Right.
But I don't practice. But, you know, as I'm a piano teacher, also I'm a accompanist at community college. So I always play piano, and also to running my YouTube channel, I have to play piano all the time,
right,
every day. Yeah. So I don't do practice, like, or even warm up.
So do you find, even as a kid, did you practice as a kid, or did your parents make you practice, or did you just love to sit down and play and not even think of it as practice?
I always just played piano. Just I loved it. My parents never asked me to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You could tell it's a passion of yours by just your expressions and everything.
Yeah.
that you'd be playing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word practice is a very negative word to people. So you are a teacher as well. How many students do you have?
Currently, I have about 10 students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For a week, yes.
I noticed on one of your videos, it was one of your training, your lesson type of videos, you said, I'm trying to get to your quote here. Oh, your teaching style. You really don't want them to follow the sheet music directly. You want your students to kind of put your own spin on things or your own arrangements, right? Did I say that? I thought I saw you. Please pretend that you say that because I wrote that
down. Okay, let's do that. Not a big deal.
I could have sworn you said that, or maybe you just said that in general, that you don't feel that, you know, people that just follow the sheet music and they don't try to do their own arrangements. Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. Do you think anybody can learn to play the piano?
Yeah, sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
But you asked me anybody can learn, but that doesn't mean that anyone can be good.
Right, that's a different story.
Right? Yeah, so, yeah, everyone can learn.
Hmm.
But the result would be different.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Simply Piano?
Simply Piano? I think I've heard it. Yeah.
It's incredible for children. I don't know how young your students are.
From 4 years old to about 14, 15.
Oh, wow. You start them at 4 years old. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good, very good app. It just, you'll have to see it. It'll play middle C, you know, and then you see it on the screen and you have to repeat it, and then it will go, and you have to repeat that. And by the end of the 10th step, you're playing like, you know, you're playing a song. By the end, you know, they see their progress so much quicker than just playing a scale, you know?
Nice.
So it's kind of nice. Now, I noticed that you also have tried, or not tried, but you have succeeded in writing original songs. Have you written a real lot of those?
Not a lot.
No? Because no. I'm
more like to arrange the songs rather than create a new song.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would think with the amount of music in your head, it must be difficult for you to write a song, because do you feel like when you finish writing the song that you've kind of taken it from someplace else? It's hard to be truly original, isn't it, with music?
Right.
I find it really difficult. Because I love Elton John, Billy Joel, mm-hmm. and the Beatles. Mm-hmm. That's what I grew up with. And every time I write something, I'll go, oh, that's me being Billy Joel. You know? And then I put it away, and then I won't listen to it again. I'm so hard on myself. But but I found a couple of originals of yours, and I love these. Can I just play a little bit of The Moment?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, it's incredible. Here we go. I want people to hear you playing and less of me talking. Here we go. Amazing.
Thank you.
I felt like saying ole at the end of that for some reason.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I found was Spring,
Memory of the Spring.
Oh, Memory of the Springs. I'm sorry. You're right. Memory of the Spring. Yep. Right. And if you live in upstate New York, that's all we worry about. We want the spring so bad. It's so cold here.
Yeah.
I'll play a little bit of that for everybody here. I don't want to give too much of it away in case you're trying to sell the song. You know? Beautiful, really beautiful. I noticed you use a program also, I guess it's an iPad program called Fourscore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I use the same. That's for any musicians that are listening, that's a great program, isn't it? It's very, very handy to have.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, you have all your scores in there. You read music, obviously.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because, see, I'm completely by ear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the only thing I have in there are my lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I have the hardest time reading music. It looks like mumble jumble to me when I try to read it. I mean, if I go very slow, I can read, you know, one note, another note.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never...
Like you, you're already able to make songs and you can play any songs, whatever you want. And it's really not necessary to learn how to read notes, I think.
Hmm.
So, yeah, for young students, yes. I recommend young students, but, you know, like adult students.
Right.
It's not easy to learn that way, that learning music with learning how to read notes after 20, it's not easy.
No, it is not easy. It's never been easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it was a music teacher that told my parents that I'd never be able to play because I remember them putting the music up on the music stand. And it would fall over and I would start crying. And then the music teacher would say, he's never going to learn. Don't even push him anymore. Do you know other musicians that are just ear trained that don't read?
Around me, no.
No? Okay, everybody reads.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I guess I can't hang around in your crowd then. Huh?
Or maybe I used to have, but just I don't really count them as a musician because they don't read. I'm just kidding.
Oh boo. No, I can understand that. Although there have been some, and we have great musicians that have, you know, in history that don't read music. I don't think even Paul McCartney read a lot of music when he started out.
Yeah, probably not. And as we know, it's not really important, you know.
Yeah. No matter how you do it, as long as you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you enjoy it. Right.
And I hope you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. Sanga Nuna from South Korea, unbelievable musician, really nice person. And you may have noticed, maybe you have tried to Google her name. If you do, you'll find out that she has her own YouTube channel. You can see she actually does Sanga Nuna Live on Sundays. And you can see her actually playing live and taking live requests, which is a cool idea. I will have a link in the show notes of how you can get to that YouTube channel. And let's continue. I wanted to pursue why she loves the Beatles so much, because if you look on that YouTube channel, you'll see all these different Beatles songs that she does. So let's find out what motivates her to play Beatles songs on Top
Talent. What is it about the Beatles? Because you're not an old person. I don't know what year you were born, but I was born in, I don't even want to tell you. But
you don't have to tell me, so I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. But you seem to gravitate toward the Beatles. So what is it about the Beatles besides they were great? But be a little more specific. Why do you like them so much?
There are so many reasons that, but simply I would say there's so many things I could learn from their music.
Hmm.
It's not just enjoying listening and just enjoying the song or Beatles, but really I can learn how they approach the music, the whole ideas. And of course, if you dig their music more, like analyze their chord progressions, the melodies, of course, they're just literally they are genius.
Mm-hmm.
But I that's why I started cover their music, because I can learn lots of things. Because if you just listen to their music and just sing along with it, that's it. But when you try to cover their music, then you must study their each instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me lots of another knowledge of music. And I thought, oh, this is a really good way to improve my music.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why I started.
Yeah, and when you play, I notice you really do play almost all the, it's like all the parts of the song are coming out in your playing, because you play with two hands, you know, you're playing full chords and full runs and everything with two hands. The whole orchestration of the song seems to come out in your hands. You're very intricate with it, which I think is really great. I was just listening to a podcast today. I know it wasn't a podcast. It was something on YouTube. It was an interview with Paul McCartney, and he was asked what is his favorite Beatles song, which I'm sure he's been asked a million times. What do you think he said? Yesterday was one of them, but do you have any idea what you think he might have said was his second favorite song?
I have no idea.
Yeah, out of all
of them? Because all, oh yeah, too much.
Yeah, it was Here, There, and Everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yep.
He
thinks that was one of his most perfect songs.
Ah.
And I'm wondering, maybe it's the lyrics or the chord progressions. Do you play that song? I know you play every song.
Yeah, I did the song.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of his more simple songs, chord progression-wise, don't you think?
Yes.
Hmm. And you heard the story of Yesterday, how he came up with Yesterday, did you?
No, I haven't.
He had a dream one night, and when he woke up the next morning, he had this melody in his head, and he went over to John Lennon, and he hummed the melody to him and said to John Lennon, "Have you ever heard anything like this before? Because I'm afraid I stole it from somebody." And John Lennon said, "I've never heard this before." And McCartney couldn't believe that he dreamt up that song.
Wow.
And that song has been covered. Yeah. I think it's the most covered song in history.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, being from, I don't want to hold you too long here, but being from Korea or South Korea, do you follow like BTS and some of these bands coming out of Korea?
That's for young folks.
Right. But I was just wondering if you're even interested in seeing how like K-pop?
No. Not at all.
Not at all, huh?
Yeah.
Because they kind of compare them to the Beatles, this BTS.
Oh, really?
They even cut their hair almost the same way. And
oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I was just reading this today myself.
Wow.
Yeah, K-pop, that's the genre of music that it's called now, right?
Yes.
Korean pop.
It's getting
pop.
Bigger. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not into it.
No, you don't follow.
To me, it's K-pop sound. That's too young music, I'd
right.
say. I still like 60s, 70s music.
So. Right. Yep. Yeah, I see that from your videos.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the members of this BTS, his name is Jungkook. Or Jungkook. Okay.
Jungkook.
Yeah. He made, this is going to make you mad. He did a video where he was cooking ramen noodles in a pan, and he took a pair of tongs and he put the noodle to his mouth and said, "It's perfect." It's been viewed 7.6 million times.
Really?
Just by putting a noodle in his mouth.
You know, I also made that how to eat spiced ramen thing on YouTube.
You did it as well. How many hits?
Yeah, I also did it. I don't know. It's not definitely not like that many views. Not many views also, because, you know, mostly I do music and cover piano, or sometimes I sing, but,
right,
you know, it wasn't about anything music. But first, because I made two parts, so first one was how to make it. So I was focusing really how to make the ramen in a Korean way.
Right.
And second part was actually I was eating that spice. That was really spicy ramen. And I was eating, and I had just one bite, and I improvised on piano through that feeling, you know, the spice feeling, and then just play whatever I eat comes out.
That's very clever. That's a good idea.
I had fun, though. I don't know how many people really liked it, but I enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, have you noticed that sometimes if you do a video that has nothing to do with what you do, you know, something other than music, sometimes it's a change for people, and you'll see you'll see a burst. Well, not only did that video I was telling you get viewed 7.6 million times, it got 395 million hearts.
Okay.
So I'm never going to look at them again because I'm getting too jealous.
Right.
Right. Now I noticed.
I will give you a heart.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. That'd be you and my son. That's it. Anya. Not even my wife. She doesn't listen to my podcast.
Oh, no way.
Whoops. I just got to hang up. Of course, somebody's calling me. Yeah. Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh yeah. You do something else that I've always wanted to do. I've done it a couple of times. I've gone on just like YouTube Live and just played the piano. And I took a couple of requests one night and had a little fun. And I've noticed you've been doing that. I love the little sign on your piano that says $10 or more or $5 or more.
Yeah.
And I'm just interested. Do people really contribute? Have you made any kind of?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yes.
amazing. So what do they pay with? Like, they can pay right on Facebook, right?
Through that YouTube, they call Super Chat.
YouTube. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They call it Super Chat. So literally they sent me the donation.
Okay.
Yes. And then I receive it and I put that first time I started with $5, but still I was getting too many requests, which I couldn't handle all.
Right.
So I raised to $10.
Okay.
And then absolutely that reduced the request. But I felt much comfortable.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I noticed you stay on there for like 4 hours, right?
Oh, you don't know that I did for one day, I did for 9 hours.
9 hours?
Yes.
Oh my Lord. Were you doing it because you started to really make some money, or are you just doing it for fun?
No, I don't do that live stream for money, because just I was just hanging out, you know. I was playing, and also I didn't play piano for 9 hours, you know. Sometimes I play piano and I also talk, and I was just having fun, and I couldn't stop. And actually I could do more than 9 hours, but I had to stop because it was late night, almost heading to midnight, and I was literally really starving, so I had to stop.
You should have made some noodles for yourself. Yeah?
I thought so. Maybe next time.
Next time. So what was the farthest away, you know, where were you getting some of these calls from or messages from? Like, how far away that you just couldn't
everywhere.
Believe?
Yeah. Everywhere. Seriously, everywhere.
Amazing. Isn't it amazing? Huh?
Yeah. I'm so blessed. That's what I like about YouTube live stream. Also, just basically the YouTube ideas. You know, it's not only for the United States.
Right.
The whole world.
I know.
The whole world. It's so interesting.
It's very interesting, yeah.
The other day, I had a big donation from Thailand.
Jeez.
Bangkok.
Amazing.
Yes. He sent me a huge donation with request the song Hotel California, and I did the song. And then, do you know anything about the copyright with Eagles? They blocked the whole video.
They did block the whole, yeah.
Yes. So they really don't want to share their music, I think. Don't even cover my music like that. So, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do Eagles. Anyway, so I had some, other subscribers or the fans, or I call them as friends. They're all world.
Amazing. So do you find you're starting to recognize the names when you do it again?
I know this. Recognize their names.
You're starting to recognize their names. Wow.
Yes.
So you're starting like a piano bar, but online, which is so cool.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. That's really great. Well, I just think you're just very, very talented. And where would you ultimately like to go with this? If somebody discovered you and made you famous, would you like that? Or are you happy where you know, doing what you're doing, where you are?
I'm happy and I'm satisfied for now.
Okay.
I've never wanted to be famous, or I've never wanted to be rich. Mm-hmm. You know? I just always wanted to be a musician. That was just the ultimate my goal.
Right.
Since I was a kid, even now. So I just want to do my music and I just want to share my music. That's it.
Well, you're doing just a magnificent job. But I hope that I get some people up here to listen to this podcast to expose you to more people. Yeah. And then maybe we'll all write in when you're doing your live show some night.
Yes.
That's great. Well, Sangha, thank you so much.
I thank you. I thank you. Really thank you. And I had fun to talk with you.
Same here.
And I hope, other people also enjoyed our conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Tell everybody how to find you again on YouTube. It's your name, just your name itself, right?
Yes, Sangha Nuna.
Okay.
So you can find me on YouTube, Sangha Nuna. Should I give you my spelling? Or it will be already there on your podcast, right?
Right, exactly. As long as I spell it right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Very good. Well, we'll all be watching you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
So welcome, Sangha Nuna. Wish I had booked you sooner. There's much more that I'd like to say. You're on my top talent podcast today.
Well, that was a blast. I had such a good time. And since I have no sponsors, I'm going to put in a shameless plug. If you're looking for music and entertainment for your next event, conferences, weddings, retirement parties, corporate functions, I can even write you a customized song about your group. For information and testimonials, you can go to my website, which is
HireRichie.com.
That's HireRichie.com. And do you know someone who is a super duper over the top talent? Well, I'd love to have them on. just shoot me an email at richie1077@gmail.com. I would love to have them on here. You can find me on Facebook at Rhyme and Richie. You can find me at Twitter at Rhyme and Richie. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment. I would appreciate that. Oh, wait a minute. Stop the music. Stop. I forgot to do something. I do this every single episode. I have an inspirational talent quote to share.
The top talent quote.
Former football player, coach, motivator, Lou Holtz said this: your talent determines what you can do. Your motivation determines how much you're willing to do. But your attitude determines how well you can do it. Write that down. See you next time.
Take it to the top.